We're beginning Simen Mem Zayin, which is the halachos of Birchas HaTorah. It says in the Chaber, Birchas HaTorah tzarech lizor ba me'od. The person has to be very, very careful about Birchas HaTorah. That's the first halacha. So why is this? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nalef, he points out, v'shem Meshagas Aryeh, that he holds that Birchas HaTorah is midoraisa. Right? And generally speaking, all brachos are midorabbanan, except definitely Birkas HaMazon is daoraisa, and many Rishonim hold that Birkas HaTorah is daoraisa as well. And the Shagasari paskins this way, halacha lamaisa. So therefore, what's the number one nafkamina when we deal with brachos being daoraisa or darabbanan is safek brachos lahakel. So therefore, according to Shagasari, if you had a safek, whether you said Birkas HaTorah or not, you should probably go back and say it. But, says Mishnah Berurah, definitely only Asher Bacharbanu. You could be Yotzi the Din D'oraisa Birkas HaTorah by just saying Asher B'charbanu without having to say the first bracha again. But nevertheless, it's an even better solution that since there are those who hold that Birkas HaTorah is only Midrabanan, as well as the fact that you can be Yotzi Birkas HaTorah with Ahava Rabbah, so the second best, the best thing to do is to remember to say Birkas HaTorah. Second best thing to do is that while you're saying Ahava Rabbah, you should have in mind to be Yotzi Birkas HaTorah with Ahava Rabbah. But there's one caveat that a person should try. It says, "V'husha shana al asar." That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim whether we paskin like that Yerushalmi. But assuming that we do, should try to learn some Torah at the first available opportunity after davening l'shem the Birkas HaTorah that you were yotzei in Avarabah. You can't be mafsik because you have Avarabah. Then you have Kriyashma, which may or may not count as the learning of the Torah that the Yerushalmi was talking about. Then you have Shemona Esrei, you can't be mafsik there. You have Smiach Zgul Tvili, you have Shemona Esrei, you have Tachanun, you have Ashri Volatzion, and then finally you have Aleinu and the Seder Ayom. So therefore you want to daven, you want to learn some Torah right after that. So you could definitely be Yotzi Birkas HaTorah with that. It's better than getting involved in the suffix, whether or not Birkas HaTorah is Doraisa or not. But nevertheless, if you have no options because you didn't have in mind that you didn't learn afterwards, so it's probably best to say the bracha of Asher B'charbanu. Another solution Mishnah Berurah suggests is to be yotzei the brachos by listening to somebody else. So if you davened at a 7 o'clock minyan, and somebody's coming into daven at the 8 o'clock minyan, so when you go over to somebody who's about to say Birchos HaTorah, and listen to him say Birchos HaTorah, and tell him to have in mind to be motzi you, and then you should have in mind to be yotzei. So you can't be yotzei with the Birchos HaTorah that somebody makes when he gets an aliyah, because that he's having in mind not to be yotzei the regular mitzvah Birkas HaTorah, the special takana Birkas HaTorah for the public learning of Kavodat Tzibur, that says the Mishnah Berurah, the public learning that we're supposed to be yotzei during that time. So it's not the same brachos, even though the text is the same. Okay, what about the word ma'od? It says you're supposed to be zohir ba ma'od. He says why? Because Gemara Nedarim has the line al ma'av da oretz alos vames Torah si. Right, so that's the paraphrasing of the Navi, and the Navi says, "Why was Eretz Yisrael lost? Because we abandoned the Torah, and nobody knows what that means. We abandoned the Torah. So finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. That's why it says, Vayomer Hashem Alazvamas Torah Si. Hashem Himself had to explain to us, Shelo Berchu BaTorah Tchila. It didn't say Birchas HaTorah in advance. So whatever that means, as many Rabu Hamafarshim on that particular Gemara, but whatever it means, we see there's a tremendous amount of Chashivas to Birkas HaTorah, and specifically to recognizing the greatness of what Torah is all about and what Hashem gave us, and to thank Hashem constantly and consistently for the fact that He gave us His Torah and the ability to learn it. Sif Beis, Tzarech Levarech Bein the Mikra, Bein the Mishnah, Bein the Gemara, and Hagah Bein the Midrash. And I don't think Dafka, the Mechaber, was coming Lafuke, the Midrash, but the Ramah adds in as well as Midrash. So you have to, for Psukim, meaning just Pasha Pshat and Psukim, Mishnah for halacha, Mishnah here doesn't mean Mishnayis, but it could mean Mishnayis as well, but it means Halacha Psuka and Gemara, which means Pilpula Shel Torah, the Lamdus. So, and Bein LeMidrash, and also Medrash, meaning stories of Torah, stories of Tanoim and Amoraim, and etc. Those types of lighter areas of Torah also require Birkas HaTorah, says the Ramah. Okay, and that the Mishnah Berurah just points out what I said, that the Mechaber is not coming to argue. He just thinks that Midrash is included in Mikra. Okay, we'll start Siv Gimel HaKosei B'Divrei Torah Afal Pishenu Korei Tzarech Levarech. A person who writes Divrei Torah must say a bracha. So this is going to be part of a longer discussion where the Mechaber in the next sif is going to say, a maharher b'divrei Torah in a tzarech levarcha. A person who thinks in divrei Torah does not have to make a bracha, but a person who writes divrei Torah, even if he's not saying the words, does have to make a bracha. So next time we're going to have to elaborate and discuss why that is, what's the chilek between writing divrei Torah and thinking divrei Torah.